This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get a Surfside, Florida building collapse update with Dan Araki.
The search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day at the site of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. The official death toll now stands at 11 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble on Monday, with 151 people still missing. Several hundred rescue workers have been joined at the site by teams from Mexico and Israel as they continue to search for survivors. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas tells CNBC about the efforts those crews are making.
They're working 12-hour shifts from midnight to noon, noon to midnight, about 80 men and women at a time. So the amount of work that they're doing is enormous, but it's also just painfully delicate also because of the unstable environment they're working in effort to save lives because of the potential of lives being below the rubble.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. So those images that you're seeing there, that's 5-6 days after. When I got there, I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and took off over there. And I literally walked into what was just had happened less than an hour before. And it was just devastating. I mean, as I walked up to the building through the side, I saw the firefighters helping some elderly ladies coming down from the balconies. I took video footage of that, and I still had not seen the devastation that we're all seeing now, because from the outside of the building, it looks fine from the street side. But when you walk into towards down the corridor between both buildings, you go to the beach side, and as I was turning left and looking up, it was just mammoth. It was just like if you've got a building and you literally cut it in half. And with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
That's a sad story indeed. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
Hey, listen, I pray it's your best day ever, okay? You make it the best that you want it to be. Look at another 24 hours of precious time we have in our hands to make the most of it, to go out there and be a blessing because God has blessed you. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, great to talk to you. I saw where, speaking of D. James Kennedy, nice award. The boss was on stage for the final night at NRB in Dallas, and everybody was in united applause for all the great work that D. James Kennedy Ministries has been doing.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, the specific award, I wasn't there, but as I understand it, it was related to one of the programs we made about a year ago, and it was an expose on George Soros and how the man, and that was made 3 or 4 months before the election. So it was quite prescient, you know, how he was, you know, unfortunately, here's this guy who is American by choice, even though he's from Hungary, and he's doing so many things, funding so many things against America. And one of the things he's doing is spending a lot of money for prosecutor to basically funding the campaigns of various prosecutors around the country. And then those prosecutors are very liberal. They turn around after they win, they turn around and let criminals get out, you know, jail free, basically. And this is what a lot of the crime is all about. A lot of the crime that's been taking place in the last year is because criminals who, you know, in other circumstances, normal times, would stay behind jail. But a lot of these liberal prosecutors funded, many of them funded by George Soros, not all, but they let them go, you know, get out of jail free card. And it's just really awful because it's like the normal law-abiding people pay the brunt of it, especially in the poorer communities where they don't have the opportunity to move out, you know, and move to a better place.
Well, case in point is what's happening in Los Angeles, Jerry. I don't know if you've read there about the prosecutor there. He's just way out of line, and he was supported, and he's one of the guys that you're talking about, that George Soros put a lot of money and got him elected. But there's a recall underway to get him out of there. And so the people are waking up. They're realizing, whether it's, you know, critical race theory or some of these things that are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution, the people are you know, finding their voice, Jerry, which I think is really encouraging. We've seen mothers go in and they storm the boardroom, so to speak, and not like an insurrection or anything. So people don't get nervous and, you know, get carried away with some of my hyperbole here. But, you know, they took charge. They, you know, they're like mama bears. They went and wanted to protect their children. Say, no, you're not going to teach theory. I mean, you're going to replace fact with theory. We're going to teach theory in the classrooms and indoctrinate the children across the country.
Yeah, well, all these things that we're talking about, they all have one common thread, and that is Marxism. George Soros is a committed Marxist. A lot of these prosecutors are, you know, committed to Marxist theories. The extremists within the Black Lives Matters, including the founders, are committed to Marxism. And the critical race theory is an offshoot of Marxism. Somebody put it this way. It's really simple to understand this, that when Marxism first came out, of course, Marx and Engels, they wrote the Communist Manifesto, 1848, and it was very radical, of course, at the time and so forth. And wherever it has been put in place, it has just brought in nothing but misery, death, etc. But it never really took off initially in America, because in America we had this strong middle class, and Marxism, in it, you know, in the actual initial writings, is all about economics. And so they developed, Marxists in the early 1900s developed critical theory, which means that basically find other wedges, not just, let's say, economic disparity, in order to introduce Marxism. And then somebody added to the critical theory the race part of it. And since America has, you know, unfortunately, a racist past, where we did have, you know, slavery, and we did have Jim Crow laws and so forth, all these things that have been, you know, thankfully have been removed, and, you know, the conditions for Black people and other minorities today is unbelievable in America. But you would think that we live in, you know, pre-Martin Luther King Jr. America when it comes to race relations, you know, on the part of some of these liberals. But basically what it boils down to is they're using America's racist past against America. And as Bob Woodson, who's a former, you know, civil rights leader and so forth, Black guy, wonderful conservative, he said what these guys are doing is they're judging America by what the worst that it used to be in its, you know, like abnormal birth defects, if that makes sense. Right. So, you know, how would you know, basically, when America gets judged like that, for example, with critical race theory, there's really nothing we can do. I mean, you, Bill Martinez, as a white man, I, as a white man, we are hopelessly racist because, you know, we're Americans, you know, according to critical race theory. That's just baloney. That's absolute nonsense. There are some people who are racist, and quite frankly, there's a lot of Blacks who are racist towards whites. Critical race theory, by definition, is racist in the sense of using Martin Luther King Jr. as the criterion, you know, where he said we need to have colorblind society, judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Without
we'll
a
move
doubt.
Backwards on this point.
Well, exactly.
And
well, again,
gets back to Marx.
And we missed the point on several issues. First of all, you know, our Constitution says we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. Okay, that is an aspirational statement. This is a goal, an objective. We want to form a more perfect union. It started back in the 1700s, and we've been moving more and more. So along the way, even our founding fathers knew that slavery was going to be an issue, and they decided to kick that can up the road, and it ended up, you know, putting us on track for a civil war where you had, you know, the death of 600,000 people. And last time I checked, that 600,000 people were just not exclusive Black people. These were people of all immigrants.
But
even still, these were all immigrants. I mean, you know, there was who participated in this American dream so that Blacks and people of color could be free. And here we are. We live in a more freer America. And it's amazing, as you said, that George Soros and others of his ilk would like to take us back. And there's a reason why they're scratching that itch in much the same way that Lyndon Baines Johnson did it in the mid-60s. And we'll talk more about it when we come back with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Jerry, I so appreciate you coming on the show and bringing this to light because, you know, what happens is the current culture, they've got their trinity. They've got Marxism, they've got communism, and they've got socialism. And this is what they're putting up against God Almighty. And we'll talk more about that, as I said, on the other side of the break. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
We're back with you, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And it really is a battle for our liberties. I tweeted out this morning, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, I said, choose while you can. With God, you get life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With socialism, Marxism, and communism, no liberty, no property, no life. Tens of millions have died trying the last three and produced shared misery and innumerable amounts of death. Jesus died to give us life. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
It is a no-brainer. And, you know, again, Marx is the key to all this. And I learned something in the last month about Marx that I had never known. I've studied a lot about Marx. What a miserable human being. But there's a fantastic book called The Devil and Karl Marx.
Yes.
By Dr. Paul Kanger of Grove City College. And I've interviewed him many times. But anyway, he said that Karl Marx's favorite quote, you can tell a lot by somebody in terms of what is their favorite quote. Karl Marx's favorite quote is, it's something that comes from Faust by Goethe, and it's quoted by the devil character, Mephistopheles, and the quote is, everything that exists deserves to perish. In other words, it's just basically tear it all down, break it all down, burn it all down. This is exactly what we see with Marxism. Tear it all down, you know, systemic racism. America is systemically racist. Tear it all down. Burn down the cities. Burn down this block. Burn down this building. Burn down marriage. Burn down, you know, all these things. It's like, oh, that's what it's all about. It's destruction. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And in contrast, Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
That's a clear contrast. It's empirical evidence, and you're ignoring that. And this is why, when it comes down to it, I shared this verse from Acts 17 with my former quarterback, NFL buddy, Jeff Kemp. You know, God has appointed a time and a judge. There was a season for ignorance. That was allowed. And what is stated in Acts 17 is the party for ignorance is over because God has definitively given the answer to take people out of their ignorance and give them a future and a hope. Now, if you ignorantly or stupidly decide that you want to pass, then it's all on you, and Jesus will be back again to judge, and that's clearly stated. And I cannot tell you, Jerry, how many times, because I go through the Bible every year chronologically, and I've read that so many times, but this year I needed to hear that. And I needed to tell you about it today because it is, I believe it's a now word.
When you're saying you're specifically referring to the Acts 17, the point that in the past God overlooked all this, but now is the time to repent. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that he says, the times in verse 30 of Acts 17 says, and I'll quote it exactly, says, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this, he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
Right, right. And at that point, they stopped. Then they started, what? Now, how could there be resurrection from the dead? But it's interesting that four verses earlier than verse 30 is Acts 17:26, and that's one of the ones that Alveda King likes to quote, you know, which says that from one man God made all the peoples of the earth, and that is a very different perspective of race than is the evolutionary view that there are different races. No, there's only one race. There's the human race with different shades of color of the pigment of our skin. That's a huge difference. You know, in the early days of evolution, for example, either the first several decades even, Ken Ham, who's from Australia, said that the Aborigines were viewed as Aborigines from Australia. He said they were viewed as if they were inferior, as if they hadn't evolved to the same level of So he said that there were specimens that they would capture. They would, I think they gave a greater reward if they were alive so they could be put into zoos. But then these are human beings we're talking about, made in the image of God. They just had different color, skin color. But this is a natural outgrowth of evolution. You know, one of the things that people don't realize, you know, we all look at Hitler and we say, oh, my goodness, how could you get any worse? But what was the whole Holocaust all about?
Yeah, exterminating the less thans. What? Did I lose you, Jerry? Okay. Did we get disconnected? Let's reconnect. Okay, let's call him back. Okay, we were just getting to the point. Yeah, and okay, all right, Jerry, let's try again. We're connected again. Sorry about the interruption. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, so where was I? I don't know where I was. Bottom line is ideas have consequences, and what the Bible teaches gives us and leads us to good consequences. What man teaches, especially in things like evolution, Marxism, secular humanism, these lead to destruction. They lead to death. They make false promises, promises that sound great, but in the end, they deliver the same old bad stuff.
Well,
even worse than the same old bad stuff, because it gets worse and worse because of our technology.
It's the ways of man, I mean, that makes God laugh. But, you know, God, again, is making it clear that he's in charge. You know, that on verse 27, after 26, Alveda King's favorite verse that she refers to, the purpose is clear, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. So regardless of the boundaries, regardless of where you're at and what people may think or less, the purpose is that they would seek God. That's what God wants. He wants us to come to him. And so here we are. We have this dynamic tension between that which is God and that which is of man. Marxism clearly is of man. It brings, as you said very clearly, the characteristics that are associated with Satan himself, death and destruction. Whereas the characteristics of God, as we head to a more perfect union, is a life of liberty and fullness, an abundant life that, you know, Marxism, socialism, communism knows nothing of an abundant life. They know it is rhetoric, possibly, but they don't know it in reality because there's no demonstration in all these years of that, right?
Absolutely. And it's so interesting that that the left is just tearing down America every which way they can. But the reality is there's still lots of people who would love to come to America because they know the promise that's, you know, possibly available if they work hard and so forth. And, you know, what is America? What's the essence of it? It's really God-given liberties. Mm. It's the fact that we're endowed by our Creator with these certain unalienable rights, and government is not to interfere with God-given rights. And with Marxism and socialism and communism, wherever it's been tried, it just leads to all this bloodshed. But it's all based on this idea that, you know, they can perfect man. In fact, Marx even predicted essentially that when the workers seize the means of production and they would implement the workers' paradise, so-called, then there would not even be a need for government because government would just wither away. And that's not at all what happened under the Marxist countries. The Marxist countries saw government get so totalitarian that Solzhenitsyn, as a private citizen, writes a letter to somebody, makes a bleak or oblique reference to Stalin, not calling him by name, but he gets found out because they read their letters. You know, that's how totalitarian they were. The government reading your letters, that kind of thing. And then he gets sentenced to 10 years of hard labor in the gulag in Siberia for a statement that he made in a letter. You know, we've got people on the left. Now, obviously not to this degree.
About 7 seconds left,
Jerry. But they're advocating the curbing of free speech because, you know,
are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Chrissy Smith's going to join us in just a moment. She's with Accenture, Senior Managing Director, to talk about employees, potential, HR, all that good stuff. It happens to be a topic that I'm very interested in. This global study that she's going to be talking about is revealing that 63% of high revenue growth companies have already enabled work anywhere workforce models. So this era of COVID, I think there's some good things that have come about as a result of the challenges that we've been through. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, the latest research from Accenture finds that 83% of employees want a hybrid model where individuals have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. The global study titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, and I like the idea of productive anywhere because that's really what it's all about, finds that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site, or a combination of the two as the hybrid workplace emerges. Christy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about the future of work.
Well, you know, this is, again, one of my favorite topics because I believe at the core of people's happiness and joy is going out, having a job, working, and having a sense of fulfillment and being productive. And anything that we can do to that end is win-win for the employee as well as the employer.
I couldn't agree more. You know, we used to, years ago, talk about life fitting into work. And I'm not sure we cracked the nut on that years and years ago. I think that one of the benefits that you had mentioned of coming out of the pandemic is that what we've done is prove that employees can be productive anywhere when they have the right resources, the right technology, and the right support from their managers and leaders. We can see that they can be really productive, and that is tied to growth, as you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Growth, productivity, that's what makes everybody happy. With 85% of the people saying that they can be productive and healthy anywhere, they also say they plan to stay with their company for a long time. And that's those companies that promote being able to work and to be productive and healthy anywhere, right?
That's exactly right. I think that we are in a war for talent like we've never seen before right now. And so the retention of employees becomes that much more critical and important. And frankly, employees in this day and age actually have a lot of power in dictating where they want to work, who they want to work for, and how they want to work. 1 in 4 employees say that they're going to leave their current jobs in the coming years. And actually, 1 in 2 say they're going to leave in 2021. Those are remarkable statistics when you think about this war for talent. And it's not like they're going to other companies. They're saying they're going to leave because they want to invest in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Christy, let me ask you a question. As an HR expert and with all this research, I've been concerned for those employees that decided to take the government option and to stay at home. I'm concerned for them because I see that their acumen, their blade for the labor and the work that they do is dulling up a little bit because, as you know, being productive and working every day really serves a purpose. And to be on the bench for 16 months, I think is going to affect their strength and ability when they decide to come back to work. What do you say?
Well, I think that you're raising a question that used to be taboo at work, was when we talked about the emotional and mental well-being of our employees. I think that the last 18 months has really brought the conversation of mental health and emotional well-being into focus. And certainly, organizations have met the challenge of that. And they're providing expanded opportunities for health and welfare of their employees, physical, emotional, and mental. I think the other thing that employers are focusing in on and understanding is that their employees need a sense of opportunity and purpose. And the way that they're providing that is through accelerated learning and development, which they can provide with the right technology and digital capabilities.
Well, as you state, HR is having to go through some changes and to update and modernize. I mean, this whole idea of a hybrid workforce, I mean, this is new vernacular. We didn't talk about it so much in the recent years, but going forward, it's going to be pretty much applied right across the board, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know, Bill, I see this not necessarily solely an HR issue. I think this is the leadership issue of our time. Mm. When you look at the fact that CEOs are needing to provide more trust and transparency to their employees, this really is a vehicle by which to do that. And so I don't see it necessarily resident in HR, and many of the CHROs that I speak to really confirm that this is a leadership issue and a new style of leadership is needed.
Well, because when you consider the type of employee that you have available, probably we're realizing there's a lot more diversity in capability and capacity. So if you design work that makes them more productive, they're going to be happier and their output is going to be that much more effective. Isn't that the case?
You got it. And I think that that's why companies are really focused on this notion of the work that we did around what we call net better off, which is really the new social contract with employees, looking at providing employees not just financial opportunity through employment, but emotional and mental, relational, physical, purposeful, employable kinds of opportunities and benefits where employees can really feel that they have a sense of well-being and opportunity in their careers.
Chrissy, in this study, you also determined that there is a call to build digital fluency. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, I think that what employees, in order for them to be productive anywhere, they really need the digital capabilities at their fingertips to execute on their jobs in an efficient way. So what does that mean? It means that they need to be able to collaborate differently, which is through a digital capability, through collaboration tools. They need faster and better analytics and data in order to drive decision making. And they need to be able to do that in a way where they have access not only to information, but to their colleagues as well, and what else is happening within the organization. All that can be delivered through the cloud. And so that's what employees are really asking their employers for.
Mm-hmm. You also state that, you know, for leadership, to lead with humanity, I'm so glad that you included this, because lest we forget, we're all humanoids with all our character flaws and strengths that can go in there, that if we can leverage those in an appropriate manner, it's win-win for all concerned, isn't it?
You know, it's such an important point, Bill, because, you know, as we've looked at employees historically, we've always looked at behavior, which is behavior is really an outcome. What this study did was actually look at mindset. And what's the mindset of your employees? And that enables leaders to actually have a view of whether or not their employees are thriving or they're apathetic or ambivalent or disgruntled. And it's important to understand the mindset of your employees, because that gives you insight and opportunity to be more empathic, to intervene when an employee might be not fully engaged, and how they can help that employee be better and realize their own potential.
Well, Chrissy, we covered a lot of great things that this report has given us, your insight and experience, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you, and so much more. You and I could be spending hours seriously on this, because I think it is that important, because we're talking about our fellow human beings in the labor force that could be so much happier and so much more productive. So great job here with this information. Where can people go for more information?
They can go to Accenture.com and search on the future of work, and they'll be led to the study.
Well, Chrissy Smith has been our guest. She's with Accenture, the senior managing director. Chrissy, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Rachel Alexander. Yes, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, Christian Post, and Newsmax. And we've got all sorts of things to talk about, especially inflation, huh, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. It's coming back. It's going to be double digits. Some people say it already is. It's looking like another Jimmy Carter administration. And Biden is doing nothing to stop it. He's basically just increasing the spending massively when we don't need it. We need to be, you know, toning down the spending right now, not printing all this, you know, extra money. And his one of his top people has actually said they're doing nothing. They just said they're going to be monitoring the situation.
Exactly, like they monitor the border and all the other problems we're dealing with right now. again, the American people need to understand what Barack Obama said, and that is elections have consequences. This is the consequence of the 2020 election. Forget about energy independence. Forget about a closed border. We have an open border. Forget about what's happening on the national scene in terms of our national security. Again, we're reminded, and I thought we were pretty well versed on how important national security was the last time, Joe Biden was close to the Oval Office. Now he's in the Oval Office. And it's the same old stuff, but on steroids, it would seem.
Right. You know, back in the 1980s, he was at least more of a supply-sider in the sense that he voted for those historic tax cuts back then, cutting the tax rate. But I don't think he's ever going to go back to that at all. Democrats today are not like Democrats in the 1980s. You know, he might have seen the Reagan years prosper, but I don't think he philosophically agrees with that. I think he's drawn to the left, and I don't think he's going to change. And I personally think this is very likely going to tank his administration and stop him from running again.
Without a doubt. And the thing we can hope for, he already said, I think he was going to be one and done anyway. He just wanted to be able to say, okay, he was elected president of the United States, and he can, you know, check off that box.
But the misery that he created, I mean, Jimmy Carter's relief is that, gosh, you know, now my administration doesn't look so bad. Thank you very much, Joe Biden.
Right. Like, if you compare gas prices, they're over $3 a gallon right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And during the Jimmy Carter era, they were $2.40, which, accounting for inflation, is still less than they were than they are now. So yes, in some ways, we are worse off. And that doesn't have anything to do with the Colonial Pipeline hack. That's come and gone. And oil is back at its level that it was before.
Yeah, I mean, this is all, you know, just a direct, you know, movement and attack on Donald Trump and anybody that supported Donald Trump. I mean, here it is. We've had a dollar a gallon increase with this new administration when they canceled the XL pipeline and other policies that, again, attack the coal industry. This is, you know, clear, and to advance their green agenda that 70% of America just kind of goes, well, you know, so what? You know, that doesn't make a big difference. We don't see any real benefit in this pipe dream that you're trying to sell us on.
Yeah, they think that their green agenda is more important than people using gas to get to work. And the problem with that is a lot of regular Americans still depend on gas to get to work. And so I call this inflation Biden's war on the poor and low-income people, because who gets hurt the worst when consumer prices go up because of inflation?
Exactly.
It's the poor and it's the low-income people. You know, your food stamps only go so far. You know, when food prices go up, the poor people get hurt the worst.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, we were just talking to, you know, a trucking expert and their expenses, and here they are. I mean, the cost of delivering goods has gone up exponentially because of the cost of gas. I mean, this just, you know, unfolds one after another. Again, it makes us vulnerable to the very people that we were liberated from during the Trump years. And Joe Biden somehow has a better idea. And it would seem that whether it's Joe Biden or his son, have suggested Barack Obama 2.0, that Barack Obama is realizing the dream that he had if he was ever going to have a third term. He said, I don't want a third term, but I'd sure like to have the opportunity to be able to have, you know, contact with the, you know, the reigning president and to be able to talk in his ear. And even the press secretary had admitted as such that he and Barack Obama, I'm talking he, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama are in almost you know, daily communication. So who's running the show here?
Yeah, I don't see any difference between the Barack Obama administration and the Biden administration now. Maybe the only difference I see is Biden is becoming even more radically left because we've seen things like the rise of Black Lives Matter and this critical race theory get so extreme that I think Biden might be even pushing further left than Obama.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I see a little bit of this, and I don't know if you see this at all, but I see it similar to California, is the Democrats took over in such a way that they really handcuffed the economy with all these Democratic policies that when anybody else came in, like, for example, when they recalled, Gray, Governor Gray, and Schwarzenegger took over. Schwarzenegger thought, okay, hey, he's going to be all that in a bag of chips. And they said, well, let me tell you, you're coming in to manage only about 15% of the budget. The rest of it's mandated. It's codified. And I see them doing a similar act on a federal level to where they're trying to get all these things so codified that unlike with what we're seeing now, that by executive order, which Barack Obama was the king of executive orders, I mean, they're easily reversed when new management comes to Dodge, right?
Well, yeah, that's a brilliant point. There's only so much they can do, and the little bit they try to do, it's going to be highly profiled in the media, and then so there'll be lots of fighting and objections in Congress. So, right, so pushing the needle on just a little bit is going to get more and more difficult, and we're already seeing this. I mean, look at what happened over the infrastructure bill. I mean, there was nothing, you know, we could do to stop it. It's still going to pass. It might not be quite $1 trillion, but it's humongous. It's massive. It's incomprehensible. And it's not just on regular infrastructure. It's on this human infrastructure where it's just handouts to pet interest groups.
Exactly. Like, we don't have enough of that already where we're, you know, again, supporting those. They're really buying votes again. That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? Because there are, you know, the poor continue to believe that Democrats are looking out for their best interests by throwing crumbs their way, and they're doing it at the expense of we the people. They're using our money to buy votes.
Very well stated. That is exactly what they're doing, and it's just the most dishonest thing, because it doesn't help poor people get out of poverty to just hand them money. Yeah. You know, and we're not talking about poor people who are really sick or handicapped. Nobody wants to stop helping them. We're talking about all these able-bodied people. You know, mm-hmm. you probably read yesterday, almost 20% of young people, young American men, are out of the workforce, and they're not going to school. That's a huge percentage.
Exactly. Well, we've incentivized that behavior. Are we surprised? I say we. I mean, it's been our government that has done this, and they are crippling. They are crippling these young people because, as you know, I mean, even you as a writer, if you don't write every day, you start losing a little bit, you know, and a couple of days without writing, you know, you lose a little bit of your insight and your edge and your wordsmithing. I mean, this all has an impact. Well, here's people who have been out of work. When they come back, their acumen is going to be dull because they haven't been out there in the marketplace exercising their gifts. But all this stuff has been overlooked. You know, all this time, all in the interest of keeping people, you know, at home, not working. And then the president has the audacity to say, you know, when he's confronted saying, well, people aren't going to work because of all the extra money you're giving. He goes, well, that's not supposed to happen, and they better not. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, what a brilliant – I mean, that answer comes out of the playbook of something Kamala Harris would say, like, well, you know, I've never been to Europe either.
Well, and it's such a joke. I don't know if you know anyone who's ever been on unemployment, but it is so easy to get. I mean, when they ask you to do a job search, all you have to do is check a box that said, yes, I did 10 searches for a job this week. I mean, it's insane. And the type of jobs that Biden is creating are not the type of jobs that people need, you know? Mm-hmm. His one of his latest bills included billions for Amtrak, his pet corporate company in his home state of Delaware. Well, a lot of people can't work at Amtrak, okay? They don't live in an area where an Amtrak job is suitable for them. And then other millions are going to these vaccination programs. Well, Americans have had enough. Okay, a lot of people aren't getting the vaccines, so they're just sitting around and they're expiring.
Yes.
This is not a good place to be creating new jobs in.
Exactly. Well, you know, elections have consequences, and we are realizing these consequences, and I believe that Joe Biden and the party are going to be quite shocked come the midterms, because regardless, even if the Republicans absolutely mess this up, the people are outraged and they're not happy. I mean, when you look at the polling and the approval ratings of Joe Biden, it continues to go down. I don't see anywhere on any of the polling topics where the people believe he's doing an outstanding job. Well, we'll leave it there until the next time we talk. Rachel Alexander, attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.